Alrighty. Well, let's see who else is here. I can find out who's here for Ruth.
Hi, Mike Squire from Chicago.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Have you been enjoying Dennis?
Oh, it was great having Dennis here.
I bet.
Steve Crowfoot, Sandy,
Utah.
We're
kind of spoiled. Pardon me?
Steve.
Sandy, who is from Sandy, Utah?
Steve Crowfoot.
Hey, Steve Crowfoot. I think that was Steve Crowfoot.
Yes, it was. I'm here.
Okay, great. Margaret from Tennessee, Mike Squire from Chicago. All right, who else?
I'm Mary Louise Tulane from Cleveland.
Hi, Elaine from Cleveland. Okay, anyone else?
I have three. Margaret, good evening, everybody.
Hello, Liz.
Mary Lou's going to be here, and I'm going to mostly listen.
Oh, you are? Maybe I should have been taking notes from the last caller. Maybe you could have sent me an outline.
Didn't have one.
Oh, okay. All right.
I'm calling. I'm all the way down the middle.
Okay. All right.
Margaret.
We got Mike, Margaret, Steve, and Elaine. Elaine from Cleveland. Elaine Conley from Cleveland.
Mary Hickson in Florida.
Hi there.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey.
Okay, from Florida. Good to hear you. Who else is here?
Okay, Margaret. Go ahead.
Who was that? Did I hear Jeannie? I thought I heard Jeannie VM. Guess not. Okay. Well, welcome, everybody. This is Mary Lou Reardon and Ruth Williams. Welcome to your Silver Challenger call. Are we excited? Ruth, do these people all have that presentation?
I think they all have the first one. They don't have the updated one yet. I'm still planning to send an updated one to Blue Ribbon, which he has it already, and I sent it already. And so that will be up on the Blue Ribbon site soon, and as soon as he gets it and sends me the information, I will send it out exactly to go and get it from there.
Okay.
And we will have, and we also do have on the RRIP program both the one that is for online or the PowerPoint or PDF, and also the white one, white so that you can print it. So for people who don't use a computer or haul one around with them.
Okay, that's wonderful. So they can print those out and put them in a little three-ring binder or whatever, just like we used to do when we first started. And that certainly is duplicatable. Okay. That's right. Has anybody else joined us that would like to speak up?
Pina.
Hi, Pina. Okay, Pina is from Washington State. Okay, anyone else? All right, you guys, well, a lot of excitement going on, and we're getting close to the end of the month, and we just really want you all to have an awesome, awesome month, because we've got the rhythm of the business coming up, and you guys are so awesome. We want you all to be recognized there, so hopefully you've got some things to be recognized for. What we're going to do is find out what was the most exciting thing that happened this week in your business. And then, remember Ruth's right-hand side of the page, if you've signed up any new consultants or preferred customers or autoship, we would love to hear about that. So let's go ahead and start with, I'm going to go right down the list the way I heard people come on the call. So I've got Mike Squire. I think you were the first one I heard speak up.
Now I know how it works.
You what?
I said, now I know how it works. I will go first.
Okay.
Catherine's not here tonight. She actually is out, so it was just me. But we had just a fabulous week with Dennis Williams here in Chicago for a couple days. And for us, the best thing this week was really having him here. He met with our, we had a lunch with our new seniors that we've brought into our group over the last 6 to 7 weeks. So it was great for them to be able to meet him and hear his perspective on, you know, really how simple this business can be, you know, if we choose not to complicate it. So it was great. It was a great lunch. And then we also had him meet with new people, and we had other, you know, cross-line UCAN consultants come to our home and listen to him talk with them as well. And so that was certainly the highlight of our week. He really helped us, you know, reconfirm that what we're doing is right, as well as helped us tweak some things which were, you know, could possibly help us bring on more people than what we've been doing. So all those things were really wonderful.
Isn't it great to have a royal ambassador that can come to your house and sit down and visit with your friends?
It's amazing. Dennis is absolutely amazing. We're very fortunate.
So he's there visiting in your living room, and his wife is at home making up this awesome presentation so that it can be easy for us to be talking to people on the phone and doing this on the Internet, too.
We are very fortunate to be in this organization. There's no question about it.
You know, Mike, one other thing, and I'm announcing it to everybody, the other thing we're going to ask about tonight, too, and probably towards the end, unless you already know, is that Ruth's got that 6x6 grid. You know, when we look at our organization, the way we're going to be growing our repetitive, our RIP, repetitive reflective income, we're going to, first of all, you know, find our first, our six levels, our first six levels, first, this has been a long day, our six first levels, and then we're going to help them find their six first levels, the people that are committed to do this, that are on the mission with us to change this world through better health and financial well-being. So we want people to be able to identify their six committed people as soon as possible. So if you've got any that you've identified, then, you know, you can go ahead and tell us that tonight as well. So do you have anything to report? Pardon me?
They don't have to be new. Somehow I got... Everybody thought that they had to be new. That they don't have to be new. They can have been in the loop for however long.
Oh, so you'd like us to identify.
I'm counting you as one of mine.
Okay.
I'm one of Ruth's.
Okay.
And you know what? That, I think, I've been finding that that's really been exciting because there, you know, we've got people in our organization that have been, that were excited at one time and something happened, life got in the way or something, and they're thinking, oh, you know, I don't know if I can do it. And boy, you come back and you talk to them and about all the excitement and everything, and then come to life. We've got some people on a board call tonight, Ruth. So there's lots and lots of excitement out there. So there can be somebody already in your group, Mike.
Okay. So you want me just to tell you who these people are at this time?
Right now? Yeah, I think Ruth would like to be writing that down.
Absolutely. We've identified five people that have joined us to take this business and move on and make it grow.
Wow.
The first one is Greg Hewen.
Was that a Greg with a G or a C?
Greg with a G, G-R-E-G. Okay. Last name's Kewin, K-E-W-I-N.
Yeah, I'm just going to write that person down because I only have a little thing to say.
Okay, no problem.
I will be asking for a report. We will be sending the things back and forth, and I'll find some way to look at them, be able to look at them all.
Oh, that's great. That's great. So I have Greg. Now, we've already developed two people under Greg with him that are starting.
Whoa, awesome.
Yeah, that's
wow.
Great. Are there two first levels, Mike, or one underneath the other?
It's two on first level. So Greg has two first level seniors now.
Woo, woo, woo.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody can cheer.
Yeah.
Mike is brand new.
Yeah.
Quite new anyway.
Okay. To some extent. So I have Tom and Joe under Greg.
Okay.
And then I have Melissa.
You know, that's
on to me.
Okay.
And Melissa's a senior. And her husband, Joe. That's Melissa and Joe. That's Melissa. And then I have Dave, first-line senior.
Okay.
And he actually, Dave has, in the last, right at the end of last month, that he is, actually had his mother and his mother-in-law and one of their acquaintances actually on the Osteodent, just in this last week and a half, 2 weeks, and not on auto-ship yet, but definitely with their first trial, so he's hoping auto-ship for them starting next month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we have, Kathy Everson, C-A-T-H-I, is a first-level senior. She's our one down in Missouri. We went down there Friday, actually, to do previews all day for her. So that was great.
That's quite a drive.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
It is. We went down there. The good news was we went down there a few weeks ago, and then we told her we'd come back, and I really think we were able to, especially right after Dennis, you know, was here, we were able to go down there and really kind of fine-tune some of the missing pieces, and I think she's going to be comfortable enough to at least, you know, talk to people and get them charged up and use us as a three-way call or with a presentation over the computer or whatnot, so we can hopefully maybe go down there, you know, once every, you know, few months or so. So we'll see. We've also connected her with the Rhythm of McCann for November and local previews. So that was really worthwhile. It was good to be down there.
Great.
And then our fifth one we have right now, our fifth senior, is Suzanne Roman. So she's actually been around for a while, but we've just kind of, she's been kind of struggling with it, and I've been spending a lot of time with her over the last month, getting her kind of, you know, not make this so hard. It's very easy to do, and so we were simplifying it for her, and I think her daughter, who is an RN, was here a week ago and went through everything. She's real excited, so she's going to be out of town for a few weeks, so when she gets back, I think she's going to be on board, and that will help charge up Suzanne even more.
You're doing an awesome job.
Absolutely. My goodness. Wow.
I think we kind of, and that's what was so great about having Dennis here, is we were telling him what we were doing, and when people, you know, were only had a, you know, they only wanted to, you know, buy a couple products or invest in a couple products, we were kind of shying off and really putting them to a preferred customer instead of enrolling them. And, you know, Dennis brought up some points where, you know, you could enroll them anyway. And that way they, you know, can go in and they can, you know, tell other people and enroll somebody under them, and then they can kind of all of a sudden they see how it works and it's so easy, then all of a sudden they can, you know, take off, or it's the person they know that they signed up, and you just never know. So it may be, you know, I think we're going to go that route versus pushing them to, you know, just as a preferred customer. If they have any interest in the business, go ahead and go with, you know, offering them the membership.
I would always get in if they said they only want to use a product, because they always knew some other people,
yeah,
and they really never got it. And so, I don't know, sponsor somebody or something.
And that's exactly what Dennis said. So I'm like, okay, you know, that was something that, you know, was just extremely valuable, so we're going to, you know, bring people back around, because I think we were probably, you know, isolating ourselves a bit, because we were having people come in and with the starter pack and the demo pack, and, you know, maybe that was a little too much for some people to bite off who were really interested or may know somebody else that could be the diamond in the rough.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, it was a good week.
Fantastic.
I think that was a very good training. Very good training lesson for all of us, Mike.
Sure.
Thank you.
Especially having the second level
starting to be
developed.
No kidding.
Ruth?
Quite a bit done by the end of November.
I'm hoping so.
For everybody on the second level. Okay, so now we want to know what's happening this following week.
Okay. Our contacts, our goal is to have 14 new contacts this week, and at least 4 one-on-ones, and to enroll at least one person as a business builder. That's the business. That's what you're asking for, correct?
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Where are you getting your new contacts?
You know, we're starting to, the goal is really to expand. I mean, I think that was one other thing we really weren't, you know, we burned through our warm market, and really need to branch out. So we're going to tomorrow. Catherine was actually invited to come by this health fair at a hospital, so I'm going to go with her and hopefully, you know, get some new contacts there. And we're also looking at, you know, starting to really ask people that I already know that may have said no for referrals. So that's really what my focus is going to be, is calling people that really weren't interested, but, you know, to kind of back around and say, look, I know you weren't interested. However, you know, I really want to show you what I'm doing because you may know some people that would be interested or could benefit from what I have to offer, and anything you can do to help me get this going would really be appreciated. And nobody
that's
will
really
say
good.
No. Yeah.
That's really good, Mike. I mean, keep in mind that it took us 6 months before, a visit every month, before we said yes.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's, you know, and Dennis was talking about the third party, you know, saying, hey, you know what, I know this isn't for you, but...
Yeah, right.
So I'm going at that angle. So that's
don't go on head on. Don't go head on.
Right, exactly. And when they see what we have to offer, I mean, it's truly, you know, a gift. So
got to show them our rip.
Absolutely. And you know what? And I received the second email I received from you on that. Actually, for some reason, I couldn't download it. So
okay. Well, it'll be at Blue Ribbon shortly. And
that's what you said. So
yeah.
And I have the original one from the webcast day. So that's good enough. Mm-hmm.
Okay, this Saturday we will probably be having a nutrition party on our call, Saturday morning 8:30 call. So this Saturday we're supposed to be on there, so I'm going to find out that we're going to do that. So.
Oh, great.
We'll do the nutrition presentation, probably review the RIP as well. But Mary Lou, would you be available to help me with that?
Sure.
I
am loving that.
The nutrition one was fantastic, too. I actually... had forwarded that to someone who was asking me more detailed questions about the nutrition that I couldn't answer to his detail, and your PowerPoint actually really helped him understand exactly what each one was for, so that was actually great.
I didn't know there was a detail on it.
Yeah, it was even more detailed than what I was telling him, so.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great.
It clarified
that's quite a few little comments about what we really do with it. I think I'm taking over Mary Lou's talking.
No,
there are some things I need to know here. Okay, now also, you said expand, but what I want to see expand is all these guys over here to get their six. I think right now the most important thing you have to do, Mike, is to get these people to have at least three people identified underneath each of them.
That's right. Well, Greg, we're trying to tie down another meeting tomorrow afternoon. It may not happen until Wednesday. Of someone who's been to a preview, he's very interested, but we just kind of, we lost him in the follow-up area. He was just, you know, too busy, and I think there were some other obstacles that we were able to kind of, you know, objections we were able to kind of get through. And I really talked to Greg a lot about the, you know, investment doesn't need to be the full starter pack. You know, we have the energy pack. We have, you know, if he wants, you know, infills and water to start with, you know, we'll work with people, you know, through it. So I think that's going to open up some more doors. Because Greg and I have worked with a lot of these people are in the mortgage industry that, you know, we're partnered in.
Another thing is right in the RIP, it just talks about getting on the auto ship and getting the people on the auto ship. But then within 2 months after they sponsor, within that 2 month period that they get their starter pack. But by then they could have six people.
That's right. And then they could have the return on investment just by the volume.
Yes.
In 30 days. So.
Well, they have 60 days. They have 60 days to still get double volume.
To still get the points.
Yeah.
But even through the, you know, even through the plan, as it compounds, I mean, even when their volume gets up to where they would be silver, even if they purchased it then, they'd have the return right away.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is another advantage that, you know, I was talking to Greg about just over the weekend. So we can work this different way to get to the same result, and that's where I think we were a little bit too narrow on our focus.
Mm-hmm.
Melissa's had a lot of feedback as well, but I think that part of the challenge we've had with her is the investment side of it. But she's actually had her mother-in-law, who's diabetic, pretty extensive diabetes. Actually was at the flea market over the weekend talking to someone and doing a strength test with them out in the middle of nowhere, and a third party person came and goes, "What are you doing?" and called Melissa for to buy insoles, so we wanted to come over and do a whole presentation, so we're going to look forward to that next week or so.
Yeah, and that's what happens when this gets really rolling, is people are doing strength tests everywhere and trying to backflips during lunch and all kinds of things just start happening like this. It just gets really, really, the momentum increases so much. And when they have a flip a presentation that they can kind of read on and guide them to do it, then they'll do their own. The other thing is, the most important thing is to get people, not products. I mean, it's very important that they have some products, especially to show the people, but the most important thing is to get the people, because when they get the people, either they'll get the product or they'll get passed.
That's right. That's right.
And so, and also it says in a couple of places, an average of $200 auto ship. That means some people will have a hard time coming in, maybe at 100, but they'll get that much, but they won't get any bonus.
Right. And, you know, that's a lot of people that are single. That is, you know, Margaret and I were talking about that today, but that still, that's a place to start, so.
Right.
Wow, great report, Mike. Do you have anything for Ruth's right-hand column? New wellness consultants this week, preferred customers? No preferred customers. We don't do that anymore.
Yeah, I know. We're going to try it in your way. I'm sure we'll have those, but not hopefully not as many. But no, we don't have any new consultants this week.
And any auto ship? Any new auto ship?
We don't, no.
Okay. All right.
Dave, my friend Dave's the closest one. He's definitely got the momentum starting there with the product on the osteodent and the calcium, but AutoShip hopefully will get them signed up next month.
Okay, we're going to try getting them people to get sponsored. When they sponsor, that they do get on AutoShip.
Right, now all of our people are on AutoShip. Is that what you were asking me?
We're asking if you have new ones this time. But
that's
yeah,
what I thought.
Great, so you have been doing that.
Yeah, because everybody that I listed is on AutoShip.
We're just in the new people and follow-up at this point.
Correct.
But you filled up my column with all your people anyway.
Good.
That's good.
We just need lots more. Lots more.
Yep.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Guys multiplying.
Great report. All right. Next, did you have anything else you need to ask Mike?
Nope, that's great.
He's doing awesome. Yeah. Okay, now we've got Margaret Heath from Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Margaret, what was most exciting this week? And do you have stuff for our right column?
Well, I don't think I have stuff for the right column. But I did have exciting. Not yet. I think I've been busy week, though. I'm going to tell you a couple of things I thought were exciting. One was I went to three different networking groups and met 20 new people. And one of them, the ladies was from an imaging center where they do mammograms and bone density tests and so forth. And so she was particularly interested in osteodysts. She said that sometimes Fosamax, some people couldn't take it. So she wanted to check into it. And I'm giving her Dr. Maybe's website in the part of this week to find out what she really thinks about it. So I'm hoping that she gives me a positive response. But anyway, then one of them I met at Hope River, and she, as I was talking to her, she's the one I was talking to the home builder, and as I was talking, she said, wait just a minute, said, you're speaking my language, said, I need to talk with you, said, we need to get together. She's interested in building enrollment homes, and she said they have so much homes under construction now, and that she can try to get her company to consider something like that. So she's in a class this week, but she asked me to call her first of next week. So I think that's real promising. And all these people, every one of them took, I took the lactoferrin, the osteodense, or the greenzymes with me, and every one of them took a couple of the information home with them and said they were interested. So I hope I'm going to have some people to add to ownership in a few days.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Good job. And I hope I get to meet this home builder.
I hope you do too. So she'll be back. She'll be back in place next week.
Awesome. Okay. Good job, Margaret. Okay, Margaret, and so your sixth goal. I know that you are committed to
I think everybody on the call is committed to be one of the six. And so have you been able to identify any of your sixes yet?
No, I have not. I had a couple of meetings this afternoon after I talked with you. So I'm going to start calling my deadline tomorrow, and therefore call some new people that I met tonight. And so I follow through and hope to have some to report next week.
Okay, and are you going to do a RIP presentation, I hope?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I am. In fact, I did a presentation today to all the health. You know, the guy said he wasn't interested in the business, so I didn't do it. I just did part of it. So, yes, I'm going to do it.
But it seemed to me he said he was interested in referring some people to you.
He said he was, yes. I'm going to be referring people.
Good.
He said he already has a part-time job and a full-time job. So he said he just couldn't do anything else right now. And he'd like to get his wife to it, but she's not interested. He made that decision for her.
Maybe we can meet her next
time. Okay.
Anything else that we should ask Margaret? Oh, what she's going to do next week.
that would be good.
What I'm going to follow through with all these people and hopefully get some on ownership and maybe get some of them signed up to work with me. But I think I've got several promising prospects there for ownership at least. And the guy today, he said that he wants some of the nutritional products. So the one who said he would give me the triples. And so I'm just going to work on I'm going to follow through with these people. 20 folks I met this week, and also with some new prospects, the two I met tonight, and hopefully some others.
Okay, and then
I'm going to follow through with the six and see what I can do there.
Okay, and I hope you're scheduling some appointments for me as well.
Well, yeah.
Okay, good.
Right, I forgot that. Yeah, anyway, I'm looking forward to your coming. No, I really didn't. I am scheduling appointments for you. Yes, I am. That's a great
good job.
That's a very important part of my week.
Good job, Margaret.
Thank you.
Okay. We got to get Greg on Margaret a little bit. She's in Tennessee all by herself. There's no cross line, no upline, nothing there, and she just plugged along, and I don't know anybody that sees more people than her. Do you really? She is one busy girl. She runs circles around me, so.
Anyway. I'm going to talk to everybody else, and then I'm going to ask one of the questions I'm going to want to have you guys think about is what are some things we can say to get people to look at the RIS, because we want everybody to take a look at it, and so. Maybe we can ask them for help or whatever that we really want to think about how to get them to do that. A lot of them want to see about the nutrition, but they do want them to look at the income as well, because even if they don't think that they want to, boy, sometimes when they really realize how simple it is and how productive it is, that they think, maybe I'll give up that other part-time job and just do this.
Well, that's exactly what I thought today when the gentleman said he already had a part-time job. I thought, well, it's good looking. He says it might be better. And then this last week I had one who did the same thing. She just looked at the health and she said no. She wasn't interested. And I thought, I don't know how to get the folks to look at it.
Now, sometimes you just have to wait till you get to know them a little bit better if you don't know them very well. But sometimes also you can get them to tell them, just take about 10 or 12 minutes and go through it really quickly.
And say, I understand it's not for you, but just like Mike was saying,
right,
maybe that would be a better thing too. Okay, but have you got another 10 minutes so I can go through this with you in case you know somebody?
Well, he asked to do that today, and the man said he was going to give me referrals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, really, talk about that. Good job, Margaret.
Report so we don't get missing out.
Okay, Steve Crawford, are you here?
I'm here.
Okay, did you want to report?
Well, I've got one new senior this past week.
Oh, wow, good for you.
One auto ship.
Wow. Wow, good for you.
And we, and I should say we took a young man that we sponsored 2 weeks ago and got him a senior, and then we, I worked with two other of my downline also, just checking in with them, seeing how they're doing, seeing what I can do to help them.
Great. All right. And what was the most exciting thing?
Getting a senior.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. The new senior and the new autoship. Good job. What's your plans for this week?
This week I'm going to work on contacting two new people per day and following up with two people a day.
Okay, two new a day and two follow-up a day. And is that 5 days a week or six?
Five.
Okay. All right, and have you been able to identify the people that want to continue on, do the group, and identify your future Royal Diamonds? Your group of six that Rufus...
I haven't worked on that.
Okay. Bruce, we need to start identifying those people ASAP. And like Bruce said, they can be people that are already in your group, Steve.
Right.
Like your son.
Right.
Your son.
Yeah, he's identified, I'll tell you.
Okay, so you got one identified?
Okay, did he see the program? Has he seen it?
I've pointed it out to him. I've told him I have it on the website.
Okay, so you don't know yet.
I don't know.
Okay, so when he does, then you can tell us.
Okay.
All right.
You saw it on the website, I sent you a copy of it. I put it on the website along with the call from the last couple of weeks.
Okay, great. But we've improved it a lot, so we will be asking the parents put on there. The new one put on, probably, if that's not too difficult.
Oh, it's simple.
Okay, great. And I have it already white. I have both
cool. The
white and the dark.
I'm looking forward to the nutrition one.
I keep thinking they're pretty much ready.
Yeah, you're doing an awesome job with it.
Well, thank you very much. Okay.
Great. Good to hear you, Steve. Okay, we've got Elaine Connolly here from Cleveland, Ohio. Elaine.
Hello.
How are you? What was great about your week? What was the most exciting thing?
The best thing was is I had a goal of a new wellness consultant, and I got one, and she owns a natural pet products store.
Ooh.
And so there's a lot of things planned for her establishment. She's going to be putting an aquacort deluxe in there for her customers and the thirsty pets that are coming in. And then also looking at creating some wellness days with some rollouts. And she's currently looking at the tax as far as where to start.
Okay.
I had a goal with four new auto ships. I got one. I have identified three of my sixes. One is an executive, probably about a year and a half old. And then two new seniors that will be seniors by Wednesday.
Wow.
That goes down two levels. And the one senior signed up last week, and we're working three levels below her now.
Awesome.
Next week, we have three networking events. One's a birthday party, another one's a jewelry party, and then an American Legion event. So I'm going to be networking with people there.
Birthday party, jewelry party.
And an American Legion fundraising event.
What kind of jewelry are you looking at?
I don't know. It's not my party.
Oh.
No. And no idea. It's a friend's, it's a friend's of a friend's party type thing.
Uh-huh.
I you know, I just go and I listen to what people say, and at the end of the evening, we exchange phone numbers and names and that type of thing. So I just, I'm in my listening mode all evening.
Oh, great. Yeah, picking up little tidbits.
Exactly.
If it's Cookie Lee, we have a downline that used to be in Cookie Lee. Hey,
one of the things I've done when people in other network marketing companies and it's of interest to me and it may be products, you know, that Macon doesn't have, you know, like for cleaning supplies, that type of thing, I usually talk to them to say I'm interested in finding out more what you have to offer and maybe, you know, there's an opportunity here for some co-marketing based on, you know, people that you are contacting and the people that I'm contacting, you know, identifying, you know, what their needs are, and if it's done, and if you know about Lincoln and I know about your company, you know, maybe we can be treating each other referrals.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Co-marketing.
I like that. Hey, Elaine, this morning on our platinum call, you guys always have different ideas. And so, Terry Dorsey talked to us about network marketing for pets.
Hello.
And so,
I was listening on the way to work to a radio talk show, and they were talking about, you know, the billion-dollar industry in pet products, and that 86% of the people in the United States have at least one pet.
Wow, that's a lot.
That's a lot of pets. And I found that when I was in this shop with Jackie, who's the owner, there must have been 20 people that came in that hour, and the money that they put out, there wasn't one order that was under $60 for their pets. And so, you know, she sees the vision of this wellness, and so the key's going to enter in is with people who are interested in natural things to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited. And plus, she's had her own real good product experience with the back issue.
Great.
So good week. And next week, I anticipate doing the same thing over again with 20 new contacts. And my goals are another wellness consultant for auto shifts. And just keep on working wide and deep.
Good report. Good job, Grady Lane. Yeah. And we got one and one. We got one wellness consultant and one auto ship. Did you get that, Ruth?
I did.
Good job. All right. That was interesting to hear 86% of the people have at least one pet.
Hmm. Right, and that's not just dogs and cats. That could be gerbils or fish or other feathery things.
Right. Okay. All right. Thank you, Elaine. Okay, Jerry Dixon from Florida.
Yes, thanks.
Hi, Jerry.
I'm excited. I just have a question, though, since we're talking about pets right now, and I had this down. And I don't know if, do we still have pet vitamins on AutoShip? I was thinking they had discontinued the pet vitamins. Okay, that's a good question. They still have them in the catalog, so I put them on my picture up, so I better find them. And then the other item that I think I saw on that nutrition thing was about the Ginkgo Biloba products, which I did take off. You did take that off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I was thinking that was...
Somebody asked me if you can get a Flex on AutoShip, can you?
Yes. I know
okay.
You can't do that.
Okay.
The pet products, they don't have the vitamins anymore. They just have the pet joints.
Oh,
okay.
Got joints?
Uh-huh.
Okay,
that was very good, Jerry. Thank you for... letting us know. Ruth is, she is loving working on these presentations.
Oh, well, I'm excited about it, too, because I in the past, there was a nutritional thing that Dave Dolphus did a couple of years ago, and I've actually, I sent it out as a little flip chart thing. It wasn't even PowerPoint, but I actually got couple people signing up just by sitting and going through that, but it's not updated because it was all about just about the kids and, you know, with all the new stuff. I'm just real excited about having something to be able to incorporate all the new things, I guess, too.
Okay. One thing that I caught, and Ruth, I don't know when you said this and how I missed it, but Ray mentioned, somebody mentioned, I think it was Ray, said that he loved the way you set that up to say to people, okay, what would you like to hear about first? The health or the earning money?
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And so that certainly, I think, is a real, real good question. But the whole thing is we go through the entire thing. We just call them, pick which one they're going to hear first.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what I gathered.
Yeah, you know, if they're going to buy wholesale, they got to listen to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Buy wholesale. Oh, you want to buy retail, you don't want to hear about the money. If you don't care about money, you can buy retail. I'll make more money. Not really.
Okay, Jerry, what was the most exciting thing this week, and then do you have anything for the right-hand column?
Well, I don't this week, but I've got a couple good people that I think I will for next week, because I was working with one of my downlines, about three levels down, and to do a 21 club, and I guess that's the most exciting thing, because I was explaining to her how to do it. I'm not sure that we're going to make our 21, but just the idea of letting her learn how to ask people to do a favor to do this rollout. She's gotten really excited about it. She's, you know, a little bit older than I am, and you know, being able to get down on the floor and even do it was a challenge, but she is actually figuring out how to do it. That's been a lot of fun to see, you know, her wanting to do this. And that kind of ties in with my first levels that I guess I'm supposed to report with one of my people. Is Donna Haynes is an executive now, and she's got about 14 people with three seniors in her first level, and those are the people that I'm trying to get her to silver anyway. That's my next level. I'm just working downline with her. I think Ruth, you may have met her too. She came with me out to Texas, and we drove all the way there to the Pathfinder thing last year. She and her daughter came down with me, and so that's my emphasis right now, is really working with Donna and her downline to get her to silver, because I have two other silvers, Deborah Fitch, who has three seniors, and then Beth Strickland, who really just has one right now, a leader and a different executive, and she needs to build back up. She was, you know, went silver a couple years ago, and somehow they just kind of, then she moved to Texas, and she kind of lost her whole route back in North Carolina. And speaking of moving, I had an exciting thing happen today, actually. Since I moved down here just a couple of years ago from South Carolina, where I'd been for like 25 years, and I had an old customer that, I don't know, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago that I had given her, you know, she had ordered some things, but she tracked me down, you know, by calling a couple people, and they finally got a hold of my son and then got my phone number and wanting to know who up in South Carolina is doing NECAN now, because she wants some product. And I said, I can help you.
Oh, wow.
That was kind of fun. You know? I'll send you the new catalog, and we'll get her, and I may even have her, you know, to sign up too. It's like, reestablish that contact.
Okay, and so Jerry, with these presentations that Ruth put together, are you sharing that with the people already in your organization and seeing who wants to take off and run with this?
Well, what I've been sharing so far is the, you know, just the first one that I printed out and put it in a notebook.
Uh-huh.
Put it in the little FLIR pages so that we could flip it, RIP one, but I haven't printed out the whole nutrition thing, which I'm looking forward to being able to get it without the black background.
Yeah.
So that I'll have enough ink in my printer to print it out. And because I can't always present it, you know. And a lot of my downline, they don't have laptops or a way to be able to show a PowerPoint. So I'm trying to do something that's duplicatable.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay, well, that certainly is duplicatable, and I remember when we first started, and Dennis had put, you guys had put Dennis's presentation, remember, Bruce? We were running around with those and three-ring binders, and then we got them the flip charts, and that was so neat, because brand new people, we could give them, hand them those flip charts after they saw us go through them once or twice, they were ready to roll and do it themselves. So this is very, very awesome what Bruce has done, so... Okay, what have you got planned for this week, Jerry?
Well, I definitely plan to line somebody up. It's time.
Okay.
Several people kind of in the wings. And one of these people are going to get signed up. And then the rest of my goals will kind of be like saved out there. Their contacts and agencies and things like that.
I don't have that on my paper.
Oh, okay. I think I had 5 agencies and goals to do, I had like 10 follow-ups, not doing quite so good on those follow-ups. Last week my dad was in the hospital, so even when I called last Monday night, I was in South Florida at the Cleveland Clinic with him. But anyway, we managed to get going again.
Well, good for you for calling in when you have that problem. Good for you. Okay, anything else there, Ruth? I'm going to go down to Pina from Washington unless you have some more to ask Jerry.
Well, I think that's fine.
Okay.
Hi, I was falling asleep. No, I wasn't falling asleep. I'm kidding.
Not Pina.
Oh, there's too much excitement going on.
Okay. What was the most exciting thing this week, Pina?
We did a women, water, and wellness and wealth party. And unfortunately, but fortunately, not everybody came. We did have 3 brand new people show up, and we had several, 2 or 3 distributors. Showed up. The greatest thing is that when you go through your neighborhood, and some you catch home and some you don't, I just slip them in the door. And one of the people came that I slipped the invitation in the book. And she is a teacher, and she has some issues. And she said her whole family needs wellness. And I'm just really excited. I have not, up until tonight, been able to recontact her. She says, call me, because she was in a hurry to leave. She had birthdays coming in her family. She still had to wrap presents the night she came. The cool thing was she says, she came and she says, I can only stay till 8 o'clock. And she stayed till almost 9 o'clock.
Yep.
So that was pretty neat. I mean, it was really exciting. They used the products, and I was pretty happy, even though we didn't have a huge response. And that's only the beginning. So I want to do more. But it was really neat. Next time we don't even, the wine is really to just catch excitement. I had one gal that called me prior to the party, and she said, I did it with you guys, and I don't know if she's seen it on my door or what. She said, and I really am interested in looking at this. She said, but I'm going to be late. She had several other things going on, and then she called again. She said, I am so sorry that I cannot come, but I'm keeping your number. It's okay, I want to call you, and I want to get together with you. That's pretty exciting.
Tina went door to door. Good job, Tina.
Yeah, and I'm going to be doing that again. I did not find anyone. I had, like I said, the excitement of the party. And I've had some personal issues to overcome this week, but I'm still on top. And I did not find anyone, but I plan on doing this next week. I plan on doing 12 new contacts, 12 follow-ups. I plan on signing at least one, and I'm going to have at least one on autoship. Yes. I have identified two of my people so far, and one of them is Sylvia. We did the presentation with her tonight with Mary Lou, because she doesn't have a computer. And the other one is Kim, my psychologist, and she doesn't know it yet, but she will.
Okay.
So,
yeah, she has signed up. Hasn't she signed up, Tina?
Yeah, she is signed up.
Okay.
She's on auto ship.
Okay.
And she is setting up her office right now, and it's just kind of crazy. She wants to put products in her office. She wants to have products in her home. And it's just been trying to get her office all set up. And she already has people that she's going to be sending. One guy in particular, she says, she's right in her office with her, so they're both kind of going, running around like a chicken with their head cut off. So they're going to be doing that. This coming weekend, we have a Christmas craft show, and they're my clients. And I'm going to go roaming around and doing the craft show thing and see what I can pick up while I'm there. And, you know, and I have an idea, a thought, and I don't remember who it was, that said that they have a hard time, you know, going to the other portion, the business portion that they don't want to see. And my thought is, you know, the way I make contacts with a lot of people is that I ask them, when it comes to money, do they keep their business options open?
Mm-hmm.
And generally they say, oh, yes. So I get their name and their phone number, and I recontact them. So when you show them this presentation and you ask them, which would you like to see first? Would you like to know about your health first, or would you like to see the business first? I mean, they already know, because they already have their business options open when it comes to making money. Good point. So I think that would be really a natural thing to just kind of write into it.
I can think it was Ruth that asked to share the questions. Good job, Tina.
Thank you.
Okay. Ruth, are you there?
I am here. I'm writing down a couple of notes and going to kind of spark a couple of ideas here.
Okay.
They're really out there. You're going to be finding those people and filling in those spaces so that you get your RF rolling. Because of the presentations you're all getting done and going around and rounding up these people. One of the things I might think I might work in, I think the future of business options open is good, that maybe we might want to say, are you open-minded about finding other ways to earn to other income opportunities? Because nobody can say they're not open-minded. They're going to have to say yes.
Mm-hmm. Are you open-minded to other business opportunities or other ways of making money?
Yeah.
I don't know what you said.
Yeah, it's just to say it however you want to. Just say the open. I think open-minded might be a good thing to say, because they can't say no.
If you mention first, when it comes to making money, are you open-minded to look at other ways of a business opportunity or something like that? Because you're already asking them, you know, when it comes to making money, so you're already doing that. Or if you kind of, you know, say, are you open-minded to looking at opportunities? Because you already asked them if they want to make money.
Okay, that's good, you know. Then the other thing is visit with them and show it to them without even asking them. can you pull this up, or you then get it on your computer, or would you like me to send some pages that you can just look at on a computer, or shall we sit down together and we can look at it? So we're not going to ask them yes or no. We're going to see how we're going to manage, how we're going to do it, and when and where, and assume that they're, of course, they're interested in earning some money. Everybody is. That's my favorite. I don't ask them, I just do it. Because if they don't want to, then they'll tell me. Contact us, Susan. So look at the R. Recontact. Oh. But they're talking about the people that said that maybe weren't interested. Always again, remember that you want to recontact them until they tell you that they're really not interested. They'll come back. And of course, we told the guy that five times, and the sixth time we then we doing you can. After we told him we're not doing this, go find somebody else. The pet networking, I thought was interesting this morning. It's interesting this morning about pet networking because it was the lady that Sherry sponsored had a pet store, or she had a pet, and so she was going to have networking for pet parties, and so she invited anybody who cut their hair, who had a food, who had a pet, all kinds of things. We're having a pet party, and we're going to talk about what to get for your pet. That's our pet. Anyway, it's just a good way to meet a bunch of more people. But what I was thinking when she was talking about that, well, what am I interested in? I can have a flower party. I can have a sports party. I could have a whatever kind of party. We can have a build up a networking group about anything. Whatever you're interested in, that's what your networking group is going to be about.
Absolutely. Good.
Okay, does anybody else have any questions or anything that you'd like to share before we close?
Well, I'm on the call, Bruce. This is Linda.
Well, hi, Linda.
Where you were.
I've been on listening. Elaine Cobb.
Oh, we got Claire.
Okay. Well, we better.
Well, you go ahead of me and I'll be last.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Elaine Cobb, what was most exciting this week? And da-da-da-da. Okay, well, I'll be really quick, Linda, because I know you've got lots to tell us, and I want to hear what you have to say.
Okay, I did Humans Being More this weekend and had a very electric Humans Being More, so lots of people. However, we had two other groups that were next door to us that were offended by our loud noise. But they left their sign-in sheets with addresses and names on the front table for multiple hours in this hand therapy, physical therapist. So we copied down some names, and then we progressed, and then we spent the weekend meeting them. Yeah, so, you know, you got to be careful, and you got to take advantage of all the opportunities you get. So my assistant and I found some new names of hand therapists that are looking for ways to improve on, this guy was really boring, and there were people from Texas and South Carolina. Anyway, we tried to meet as many of them as we could. Mm-hmm. And still do our job.
We better go visit the hotels every weekend.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay,
so that was the most fun, and as for the week, I spent a lot of the week working with trying to get things set up so I would be prepared for Humans Being More. But I did find time to do a rollout, which made me sore. I haven't done one for a while. And I sponsored her. And then she was a referral, which I have a new saying. I love referrals.
Mm-hmm.
And so Barbara is signing up, or I have her sign-up sheet and placing an order. But I had to first call the person that I got the referral from, who had been working on 2 years to get her to sign up. And tonight I finally got a hold of her. And she said, well, of course I'm going to sign up if you want to call her underneath me. I'm going like, woohoo! And she's got to place an order. She's going to sign up. She's really computer savvy. And under one of my silvers, I didn't sponsor, but I developed a senior under one of my mother who I work like as my front line. So we have lots of new people to contact, and I was just excited that, oh, and this Shelly is going two levels down, so it's a third level down, so I've been working third and fourth level. And Barbara happens to be in the bridal industry, so she does weddings every weekend, every day, and she's my age and looking to retire. So it's been an active week. So next week we're planning to do, I have to tell you, I ordered all the jewelry, all nine pieces, and the new palm mag, and that they came in today, and I put them all out on my bridal counter and showed them to everybody that was around, and I went over to another wellness consultant, and she bought them right out from under me.
Oh, dear.
Oh. And she gave me the money. I bought them because we're headed to a Curves wellness fair, or a wellness event, and this jewelry is healthy jewelry. So we're going to share water this Saturday at a Curves wellness event, and sponsor people, and work on contacting our hand physical therapists that we've met.
Okay. I have one more question for you.
Yes.
Good report, Elaine. Any auto ships?
No new auto ships. I'm working on that.
Okay. And then on your grid of your six people, I think you have some identified.
I have identified possibly two, for sure one.
Okay, one. And her name is Jean. Is that correct?
Her name is Jean. Uh-huh, Jean McNeil. The other one is Dolores Huardo in Austin, Texas, and haven't been able to get a hold of Debbie here in Arlington. But
okay,
I'm going to talk to her next. And I have also, hopefully, a new person that's just not even placed an order yet that will want to be involved with this as well, because she's done networking before, and she just needs to see what we do, and then she'll duplicate. And
okay.
Her name is PJ.
Okay, so PJ and Jean and possibly, okay, but Jean has been identified
for
as
sure.
The front line. Yes, okay.
Correct. So okay. Jean is second level to me, but her front line is in South Carolina.
Okay. Okay, but in your personal group. Okay.
Correct.
Jean,
Dolores,
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I have four.
Awesome.
Four to come.
Four to come. I guess. Good going.
Actually, that Dolores, I believe, is in a silver under Elaine that Elaine works. Elaine works, helps her mother's legs to help her mother supplement her income. Isn't that correct?
Correct.
Elaine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's it. So I treat my mother's team as my front line.
Yeah.
And so Dolores is three levels down.
That's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Donna. That's fine. Okay. Okay, Linda, what else now?
Okay, Linda's turn. Linda from Nevada.
All righty, let's see here. I guess I will start with what my goals were and what we did, actually. For new people, I had a goal of contacting five. I did three. Downline, I had a goal of contacting 10. I did 11. Independent wellness consultants, I signed up one. My goal was one. Autoship, my goal was two, and I did two. Follow-up, I had a goal of 10 follow-ups, and I did seven. What was most exciting, and I hope Michael and Catherine are still on the line, I have a high school friend in Chicago, and so I did a lot of talking with Catherine, and they very graciously welcomed Carol Polk, my high school friend in Chicago, to their home. She drove almost 2 hours to get there and 2 hours to get home, called me at 11:30, was so excited to have met Dennis Williams and told me everything I told her was right. And so that was fun, and I just really wanted to say a big thank you to Michael and Catherine. And then also today I had a really exciting thing that happened. I was making calls for our BNI, Business Network, their international, Visitors Day. And so I was just calling people out of the telephone book, about 25 calls. I got a call to a gal that I had actually talked to 6 months ago. And we talked for a little while. She moved to Carson, so she wasn't interested in BNI, but I heard that she just had knee surgery. So I told her about Dennis's knee, and she is interested in Nikon, not BNI. So that's kind of exciting. And let's see what else was really exciting. I think that's kind of, oh, I got a call yesterday, last night, from Dorothy and Alan in Salt Lake, and they had a marvelous time at Gold Training, and they're frontline to us. So we're talking tomorrow about what their goals are. And let's see, my goals for next week are goals for next week, 10 new contacts, 10 follow-ups, 1 wellness consultant, and 2 auditships. And concerning my levels, well, I definitely have my Salt Lake partners, and they're starting to build. They've got a couple of seniors under them, so we'll talk about doing the RIP program with them. I also have a partner up in the Seattle area that's interested in getting started. She's not a senior yet, but she's kind of waiting for the timing to be right for her to do some work while she's senior, you know, in that month. And then Carol is all excited in Chicago. And then I have 3 legs that are question marks, a little bit waffly, here in Incline, Jean, Bill, and Trish. Okay. Good report, Linda.
Linda, it's Catherine and Mike. Hi,
you guys. Thank you so much.
Oh, my gosh. Can I just play? What time did she come? She came up like, she came early.
She did. She left like at 1 o'clock. Me an Incline when she got home.
Oh my gosh, she had so much fun.
Well, you guys were awesome.
Aw, thanks. I'm glad you were excited. What great news.
Well, thank you to you guys. That's Crossline working together.
Aw, well, we love you. Anytime.
Well, you're a sweetheart. If you have anybody out here, we'll love to work with them too.
Thanks.
What fun.
Yeah.
It's exciting like that. Locked up the loop, too. So, there they are. So, that helps both ways. How about you guys? We're way over time. So, we're going to have to be a little more concise because we've got a large group. But, boy, you guys are so fun. Mary Lou, you're awesome.
Thank you, Bruce. This is an awesome team of people here. They're great.
They are. This is so fun. I just can't wait to fill out all these little charts and as they get their people who just. Who want to say that they want to go and do 6x6. So to put them in there, they have to have seen the presentation and both probably their RIP and the auto ship, and then say, yeah, I do want to do, I want to go find my 6, and then help them to find their 6. When they say that, then their name goes in the square, rectangle.
So are we filling in some kind of a square that you've made up, or just make up our own?
I have one made up, but I'm just fixing it up a little, and then it will be a blue ribbon site, and you'll be able to copy it right off of there.
Oh, wonderful. I do have to tell you, guys, that we probably won't be able to be in the call the next 2 Mondays because we're going to Mexico, but we're going to find some lakes down there.
All right.
Okay. Find the people that are tourists. Trish told me that's the easiest. Really? Yeah, the people that belong up here that are just visiting from the U.S., she said that's the easiest. Trish told me that, so.
Okay.
By far.
Yeah.
Unless you just happen to fall into somebody who tends and beg you and
a business owner.
Or a doctor.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, you are great. Thank you so much for being on the call tonight, and thank you, Ruth.
Thank you for Mary Lou. Okay, you guys, have a great week. And we will be on a call 8:30 Saturday morning. And so we might want you to chime in, and I'll check, I'll call you if I do, or email you if I meet you live. But otherwise, I'll send out the information for you about the call, and we'll be, again, talking about how you get these people going. I mean, all this time, a lot of people knew what we were doing, but as far as filling in the people is something that a lot of people aren't really realizing what they are doing.
Well, Ruth, this is a deja vu for me because I don't know if you remember that years and years and years ago when I was working a full-time job and I didn't know what to do next, and you said, you actually had drawn a thing out where if I found three people and they were blank, and I think there were some people over in Yakima that blew them up big, I put that on my wall and I penciled in people, and it just was so helpful to be able to be focusing on it. And when the people do it, then they get to go in and ink. And so I think this is going to be very helpful to everybody.
That reminds me, Mary Lou, you know what I did when we made that? I made them into placemats. We had a meeting, I think it was over here, and we had dinner, and so I made placemats out of them.
What a good idea.
So maybe this is what we ought to do.
We okay.
Think you can make a placemat.
Okay.
Now you'll look at it and put the flaps and laminate it so that then you can see them. And also you're going to put their phone numbers on it. Hey, you guys. Better than get after here.
Yeah, we're getting tired.
I'm having all this much fun.
Okay, everybody. We had a great week and an awesome end of October. Remember, we got the busiest couple of days left of October yet. So, get in there and take a peek at your people that, you know, have some, maybe you got some directs that have some personal volume that they're pretty close to where they could maybe become a senior. Don't forget, if they do 1,000 PV, they get extra 250 through till the end of October. So, but that's PV, not personal group. Okay?
Good ideas, important things to watch and be sure nobody misses a level.
That's right.
Okay, thanks, Mary Lou.
Okay, good night.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Good night.